Hello, and welcome to the Study Guide podcast for AQA GCSE English Language. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most crucial skills for your exam, communicating clearly. This is all about making your writing powerful, persuasive, and precise. It's the core of assessment objectives 5 and 6, which carry a massive 60% of the marks on your writing tasks. Getting this right is your ticket to the top grades, so let's get started. So, what does communicating clearly actually mean in an exam context? It boils down to three things: adapting to your audience, structuring your ideas, and using language with precision. First, let's talk about the big three: purpose, audience, and form. Before you write a single word, you must ask, why am I writing this? Who am I writing for? And what format should it be in? An article for your school website will have a totally different register and tone to a formal letter to your MP. A common mistake candidates make is mixing registers. For example, starting a formal letter with, "Hi there." Examiners are looking for a consistent and convincing tone that is perfectly matched to the task. Credit is always given for a response that feels authentic to its purpose. Next up is structure. Examiners love a well-structured response. You must avoid the wall of text error, where ideas are jumbled together. Use paragraphs to signal a new idea or a shift in focus. For narrative writing, think about a cyclical structure where the ending links back to the opening, creating a satisfying sense of closure. For persuasive writing, use discourse markers like furthermore, in contrast, or ultimately to guide your reader logically through your argument. A simple 5-minute plan before you start writing is essential for achieving the coherence needed for level 4 marks. Finally, let's talk about the magic ingredient: ambitious vocabulary and varied sentences. Examiners award high marks for vocabulary that is sophisticated and precise, but beware the thesaurus syndrome. This is where candidates just drop in a complex word they don't fully understand, and it obscures their meaning. It has to be the right word, used correctly. And please, vary your sentences. Don't start every sentence with the. Start with an adverb, a subordinate clause, or a preposition. Mix simple, compound, and complex sentences. This demonstrates to the examiner that you have real control over your writing and can manipulate language for effect. Now for some quick-fire exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. Top tip 1, plan your response. I know I've said it, but it's vital. A 5-minute plan is not wasted time. It's an investment that will earn you marks for structure and coherence. Common mistake 1, the comma splice. This is a killer for your AO6 mark. A comma cannot join two independent clauses. For example, the boy ran down the street, he was late for school. That's a comma splice. You need a full stop, a semicolon, or a conjunction like because. Proofread your work specifically for sentence demarcation. Top tip 2, proofread. Always leave 5 minutes at the end to read through your work. Check for spelling, punctuation, and those pesky comma splices. It can be the difference between a level 3 and a level 4 for technical accuracy. Common mistake 2, inconsistent register. Don't start a formal speech with, "Hey guys," or use slang in a letter to the editor. Maintain the appropriate level of formality throughout your response. Okay, are you ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Let's go. Question 1. What 3 things must you consider before starting any writing task? The answer? Purpose, audience, and form. Question 2. What is the name for the error when you join 2 main clauses with only a comma? Pause. Answer, a comma splice. Question 3. What acronym can help you remember persuasive techniques for transactional writing? Pause. Answer, a forest. Alliteration, facts, opinions, rhetorical questions, emotive language, statistics, and the rule of 3. How did you do? If you got all 3, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen again. So, to summarize, communicating clearly is about making conscious choices. It's about adapting your tone and style, structuring your work logically, and using sophisticated language accurately. Remember to plan, proofread, and always keep your purpose, audience, and form in mind. Master these skills, and you'll be well on your way to achieving those top marks in your GCSE English language exam. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the rest of the study guide for more detailed notes, worked examples, and practice questions. Keep working hard, and good luck.